Sources and methods, the crown jewels of the intelligence community. Shorthand for how do we know what's real? Who told us? If you have those answers, you're on the inside, and NPR wants to bring you there. From the Pentagon to the State Department to spy agencies, listen to understand what's really happening and what it means for you. Sources and Methods, the new national security podcast from NPR.
Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson is laser-focused on passing a $16.6 billion budget, propped up by a slew of new taxes by the end of the year. And that's while juggling the city's response to the Trump administration, including the president's threats to federal funding and militarized-style immigration enforcement in Chicago. Johnson sat down with WBEZ City Hall reporter Mariah Wolfel to discuss those topics and more. Mariah starts by asking Johnson about his already controversial corporate head tax that would charge large companies a monthly $21 per employee head tax.
Prominent voices in the business community wasted no time in opposing the corporate head tax included in your budget. I want to play a cut of tape from Jack Levin, president and CEO of the Chicagoland Chamber of Commerce.
The global economy is more competitive than ever. So if we want to keep companies here and jobs here, we all need to sit down, collaborate. Government's not free. It's going to take some revenue, but it's also going to take some common sense cuts and efficiencies and shared sacrifice.
Shared sacrifice is obviously a term you've used in talking about why making the case for this corporate head tax. Do you believe that the business community is open to shared sacrifice?
Well, look, I mean, since we're talking about cuts, Donald Trump has cut resources from our public schools. He has cut off resources and revenue to public transportation. He has cut SNAP. He has also cut access to health care. And so, I mean, are they asking working families to pay more in property taxes? You know, are they asking poor people to put more skin in the game? Even after we have families in Chicago who are going to lose their SNAP benefits in just a few days because of the cuts that are coming from the federal government. So who is making the sacrifice here? And this, look, this is a rounding error. What we're asking for is companies buying their employees lunch once a month. I know that there are a lot of people in Chicago who agree with me on this.
Talk about where you came up with the $21 amount, and is that a number that you're willing to negotiate through the budget process?
Well, this would essentially be on par for inflation had the revenue source, had it not disappeared and gone away. And so the question, I believe, that we'll have to ask, you know, some of these corporate CEOs and these large corporations, are they willing to negotiate the tax breaks that they received from Donald Trump? Right? Because working people are not given the opportunity to negotiate with Donald Trump. So guess who's going to do that? Me, as mayor of the city of Chicago.
The other hefty new tax in this budget is the 50 cent per user social media tax.
50 cents is hefty?
In terms of revenue it's creating and the newness of the tax. Can you explain your argument around why social media companies should be specifically taxed in this way?
I mean, this is about modernizing our amusement tax to reflect the new digital economy that we're in the midst of right now. And we're talking about these big tech companies have made hundreds of billions of dollars, right? And as we modernize government, it's important that our revenue stream reflects where our economy is going.
I'm curious, are you a regular social media user?
So believe it or not, I'm really not on social media that much. If I am, I do find TikTok to be amusing.
What corner of TikTok do you like?
So there's a gentleman who managed to come across a duck that he was raising, and there's an entire site that's dedicated to this duck that he named Ducktavius. There's an entire family. Then there's questions around whether or not he had the legal authority to raise this duck.
Obviously, there are some legal concerns with this tax. Some experts, both in constitutional law and in tech, say it'll be challenged on the basis that you can't single out specific media in imposing taxes. Do you have a plan B if this doesn't survive a legal challenge?
I feel pretty confident that our Department of Law will be able to defend this. This is simply an amusement tax. And as you just heard, the fact that the mayor of Chicago spends just a couple of minutes of keeping up with Ducktavius, it is proof positive that this is clearly an amusement. And it's a tax like other amusements, whether it's concerts, movies, streaming. You know, this is an amusement.
I want to talk about the lawsuit filed in federal court against the Trump administration for threatening to cut funding to cities who have diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. Is there any world in which the city reconsiders any of its efforts to diversify the workforce?
Look, what the Trump administration is threatening in this moment has nothing to do with diversity, right? He's looking to cut off funds to our emergency management apparatus that would deliver services for medical equipment or to defuse bombs, right? This is, again, yet another attempt to exercise his authority outside of the Constitution.
Would the city change its practices, though, if a judge decides the Trump administration can withhold this funding? Or would you say, keep your funding, we're keeping our diversity efforts?
Look, he doesn't have the authority, right? And so, look, I'm not going to live in any hypothetical. I'm going to put forth the best and the strongest response to protect all of Chicago.
Okay, I have a two-pronged last question. Over the weekend, a law firm hosted a fundraiser for Cook County Treasurer Maria Pappas, apparently to raise money for a mayoral bid. This is your second-to-last budget before the next election. Are you still planning to run for re-election? And what are your thoughts on the names out there so far?
I haven't really paid much attention to any of the names at this point. Look, here are the names that I do pay attention to. The names of the families who rely upon our public schools. That's why I released the largest TIF surplus in the history of Chicago, $1 billion. The families that rely upon our parks and our libraries.
Your position on being the longest serving mayor in Chicago's history hasn't changed.
Why would it?
That was Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson speaking with WBEZ City Hall reporter Mariah Wolfel. You're listening to 91.5 WBEZ. Good morning. I'm Claire Lane. We've got about 47 degrees going up to a breezy fall feeling high right around 51. Also, the Louvre has reopened to the public. This is 3 days after thieves forced open a window and stole French crown jewels in a daring daylight raid on the museum. The Apollo Room, which is where the theft occurred, remains closed to visitors while crowds in the hundreds awaited outside the museum's glass pyramid entrance. The Louvre is normally closed on Tuesday and had been shut since the theft for investigation. No arrests have been announced and the stolen jewels remain missing. Amazon believes it can use robots to avoid adding more than 500,000 jobs in the next 8 years. That's according to the New York Times. So we're going to check in with Times reporter Karen Wise in just a few moments. And traffic this morning, busy on the outbound Kennedy I-90 to Mannheim. Take about 31 minutes as you make your way to O'Hare. And busy on the inbound Stevenson first to Western. 50 minutes to get downtown. It's 6:30.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Democrats and Republicans remain far apart on how to end the government shutdown, now in its 22nd day. NPR's Deirdre Walsh reports both sides blame the other for the stalemate.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says he asked for a meeting with President Trump ahead of Trump's upcoming trip to Asia.
Things get worse every day for the American people. He should sit down with us, negotiate in a serious way before he goes away.
Democrats insist any funding deal must address expiring health care subsidies. After attending a lunch hosted by Trump for Senate Republicans at the White House, Senate Majority Leader John Thune says the president is willing to talk. But
the government needs to open up, and then we're happy to sit down and talk about any other issues that Democrats want to talk about.
Thune plans to bring up a bill to pay federal employees who are still working during the shutdown. Deirdre Walsh, NPR News, the Capitol.
President Trump's choice to lead the Office of Special Counsel, Paul Ingrassia, withdrew from consideration for the post last night after his racist text messages were made public and some Republican senators said they wouldn't support him. This after Politico reported he texted other Republicans racist slurs and said he had a Nazi streak. His confirmation hearing was set to begin this week.